AP News, I'm Haya Kunjwani. The jury in Donald Trump's hush money trial could start deliberating as early as tomorrow after closing arguments went into the night. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Despite closing arguments stretching into Tuesday night, jurors were equally attentive, watching and taking notes as the defense and the prosecution made their very long closing arguments in Donald Trump's hush money trial. After court, Trump not commenting, but before court saying this.
This is a dark day in America. We have a rigged court case that should have never been brought.
Trump's lawyer told jurors star witness Michael Cohen is the MVP of liars. Don't believe him. He's out to get the former president who did nothing wrong. But the prosecutor told jurors, look at smoking guns, like notes from Trump execs showing he knew the checks were for hush money payments. At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
A proposed measure in California that would have required schools in the state to notify parents if their child asked to change their gender identification at school has failed to qualify for the November ballot. A new prime minister has been named to lead Haiti.
As friends and family mourn the deaths of well-known missionaries killed by gangs, Garry Conille was named Haiti's new prime minister nearly a month after a transitional council had chosen someone else for the position. Conille previously served as Haiti's prime minister from October 11th to May 2012. He replaces the interim prime minister after Ariel Henry resigned via letter in late April. Henry was on an official trip to Kenya when a coalition of powerful gangs launched coordinated attacks on February 29th. Henry was locked out of the country as the airport in Port-au-Prince remained shuttered for nearly 3 months. Conille takes over the helm of the troubled country while waiting for the UN-backed deployment of a police force from Kenya and other countries. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Strong storms with damaging winds and baseball-sized hail pummeled Texas today, leaving more than a million businesses and homes without power as much of the U.S. recovered from severe weather. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on this year's disappointing Manhattan Henge.
Twice per year, New Yorkers and visitors are treated to a phenomenon known as Manhattan Henge, when the setting sun aligns with the Manhattan street grid. The sun sinks below the horizon, framed in a canyon of skyscrapers on the city's broad east-west streets. But Tuesday's view was ruined by clouds, disappointing these photographers on 42nd Street.
It's okay, guys. It's going to pass. We got time.
Just want to let you know, it's never happened. I've seen it blow in the last second, but I've never seen it blow away.
It's deflated.
He's going to stay
here for 5 hours. And Craig's been here for 12.
Like cherry blossoms, kind of.
But worse.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.